It was standing room only earlier this week in a small second-story conference room in downtown Fort Collins.
This is new territory for me, and it's very uncomfortable territory.
Andy Grant typically spends his time outdoors, but his labor of love, a 2,000-acre farm developed over two generations, has been bringing him indoors more, to places like this meeting of creditors. After struggling financially and filing Chapter 11 twice, Grant had filed the most extreme form of bankruptcy, Chapter 7, last month. With an estimated $10 million in liabilities financially, Grant says his back was against the wall.
We had 2 years in a row that we were completely hailed out. And anybody that lives in Colorado knows we've had the most epic drought. And then the federal government had the spinach recall, and so we lost our whole crop.
During a nearly two-hour meeting on Tuesday, creditors got a better picture of Grant Family Farms' finances, a structure that can only be described as Byzantine. In addition to the organic CSA and raising thousands of chickens, the farm sold vegetables commercially. But operations grew complicated in 2012. That's when Grant Farms relinquished some control to a group of investors in order to secure a $1.5 million loan. That arrangement left creditors like Suzanne Reeder scratching their heads.
Agriculture's agriculture. The hail comes, your crops don't work. You may pay slow, but you always pay.
Reeder is with Mountain Spirit Organic, a 35-year-old pear and apple orchard that sold half of its crop last season to Grant Farms CSA. Now she's out an estimated $60,000. Her chief complaint was a lack of financial transparency in the months leading up to the bankruptcy.
You know, we suddenly know that there's no income coming and there's no response and they have no control. And I couldn't find any answers.
The fact is that the operation has failed.
Norm Dahlstead is a Colorado State University professor of agriculture resource economics. He says lack of available crop insurance for vegetable farmers, the competitive organics market, and other factors contributed to the demise of Grant Farms. But the most important component is something the farm had little control over.
A lot of people have been concerned about fuel prices and cost of fertilizer, but the key resource that is limiting to any farm operation is water. We have to have water.
Much of Colorado right now is experiencing extreme to exceptional drought conditions, with southeastern Colorado seeing the worst of it. Crop insurance helped many farmers across the state recoup some losses, but Dahlstead warns 2013 could lead to even more bankruptcies if rain doesn't come soon.
Agriculture is a very important sector in Colorado's overall economy. That directly ties to retail trade, wholesale trade, labor impacts. Obviously, it has a fairly significant impact in the economic environment of any localized community, particularly Fort Collins.
Bankruptcy, particularly Chapter 7 for a large-scale operation like Grant Farms, leaves behind a complicated web that will be difficult for trustees to untangle, especially when multiple business partners were in charge of the farm's different operations. Back at the creditors meeting, there are other questions. Curtis Bridges is one of about eight renting land to Grant Family Farms. Bridges wasn't missing any money. He just wanted his land untangled from the bankruptcy proceedings so he could find another renter. That's because Grant Farms stopped paying workmen's compensation insurance in 2012, which was one of the conditions of its lease with Bridges.
What I need the court to decide is whether what I can do with my land for 2013. Farmers have to this time of the year buy seed, fertilizer, etc., contract for that, and so we need to get some kind of decision. Have we got a lease or we don't?
A trustee appointed to oversee the Chapter 7 bankruptcy will be making decisions on this and other matters in the coming weeks. Right now, the immediate need for farmer and owner Andy Grant is to sell his assets so lenders can recoup their losses. But in the long line of creditors, there will be winners and losers. So-called secured creditors will be the first to be paid because they established collateral for their loans. Those who didn't could have a longer and possibly more disappointing wait ahead. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.